You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What is up? What is good? How you living? How you feeling? How you doing? It is the LEFKOE man, and I have somebody joining me today that went in the first round of the NFL draft from Houston, Texas, from Westside High School, came out of nowhere, punched you in the face and said, motherfucker, I am here. Peyton Turner in the building. Mr. Turner, how you living?
Yes, sir. Living well, man. Living well. Been awesome.
28th pick. New Orleans Saints are on the clock. Where are you watching the draft? Where are you taking it all in?
Yeah, so I'm over here in West Houston. I was inside, but my family were just talking so much. Couldn't hear anything they were saying. And, you know, some of the boys I was working out with were getting drafted. So I was like, man, I'm going to go outside, grab a plate and go outside. So I went outside, turned the TV on in the backyard, just chilling, watching and listening to the draft. And, I'm just sitting there in the chair, and, you know, I look down and my phone's ringing. So
did you recognize the area code right away?
Yeah, it said 504. So I was like, oh, that's New Orleans. And I looked up and I saw there on the clock or I think it was Washington just turned in their pick.
Yeah.
So I looked up and it said the next pick was New Orleans Saints. So I was like, uh-oh, here we go. So, you know, I answered the phone.
And was it Mickey? Was it Sean Payton? Who was it?
It was Jeff Ireland, gotcha. And then I talked to Mickey, and I talked to Coach Payton. So it's pretty cool, man. Pretty
and so I love the draft calls where they're like, "Hey, man, you want to be a Saint?" And I'm always waiting for one guy to be like, "Nah, good, nah, dude, I'm good." What, did they ask you a question? Like, what did Jeff say to you?
Yeah, they said they were like, "There's Payton." I was like, "Yeah, that's Payton." They're like, hey, I'll just letting you know we're gonna use this pick. We're gonna put you in, put your name in. They're like, you wanna be a Saint? I was like, yeah, I'm ready to be a Saint, man. It's
so
funny, man.
So you saw the 504. Did you know that was a team that was thinking about drafting you? A team that you had met with a few times?
I met with them once, and then I talked to them once, one other time. Or it might have been two other times. But I didn't know that they liked me. I knew they liked me. I didn't know they liked me like that though, because I met with them early in the process. So I guess they've just been, you know, collecting information and everything throughout the whole thing. And I didn't know they liked me like that, though. So, like, when the Saints were up, I was like, I don't know. We'll see. I like the Saints. I don't know if they like me, though. So I had no clue.
End of the first round, I can understand why you go outside. I've talked to so many guys that have been second, third round picks. As the round is winding down, you are probably in your head mentally going, okay, it's not happening tonight. And so you're trying to get away from everybody. So what was it like to go from, okay, maybe we'll be a round two guy to all of a sudden, oh shit.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, just like you say, you know, I go outside, just get away from everybody just to, you know, kind of be myself. My dad's out there chilling. So go sit out there with him and my coach. You know, we're just talking ball, just watching the draft. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, I knew I was in that range, like 20 to 40. But, you know, like you just said, I just get later in the round. You're not too sure. So, you know, I was just sitting there. I was like, you know, I'll just be out here tomorrow. I was trying to figure out what time the draft was tomorrow. Cause I was like, I'm not even worried about the draft tomorrow. I'm all in today, you know, stuff. So, but, you know, I go out there and my family comes out just cause, you know, 20 is kind of the range. They come out. They're a little bit more quiet now. But it was a dream come true, man. You know, I look down, I'm like, it's a sigh of relief because, like you just said, you don't know if you're gonna how far you're gonna fall or how far you're gonna fall. So you're just like, shit.
Yeah.
we'll see what happens. So, but I mean, it was a dream come true.
So cool that you got to go out there with your dad and your coach. You know what I mean? Like people that have been there the whole time. So I'm sure after that, a lot of yelling, a lot of cameras recording you. But if you like kind of close your eyes, is there any image or person that you remember the most that is going to, that kind of gives you joy when you think about all the excitement that was happening?
Just my parents were just sitting right next to me. So, you know, they came out around 20, like 3, 24. So, and they sat next to me. And I was just like, I was on the phone, you know, I was on the phone just trying to take it all in. And, you know, my parents were right next to me the whole time. And, you know, as soon as they called my name on the screen, first people I hug is my people. So it was awesome, man. It was amazing. A dream come true.
Amazing. Congrats. I feel like there's a strong connection between Houston and New Orleans. Just because of like the natural disasters that have happened in those two areas, I feel like both cities have really looked out for each other. Like, is your family excited you're going to that area of New Orleans?
Yeah, they're super excited. I mean, the next day, my parents had all this gear, all this Saints gear, you know. But I mean, like you said, there's a lot of ties to New Orleans and Houston, just back and forth, just because natural disasters and everything. People coming from New Orleans to Houston.
Right.
So, I mean, I know a lot of people from NOLA, so. I'm excited to go there, you know, go That's there awesome. And see them too.
I was reading about you and I saw back at Westside High School, you were also a basketball star. How good was the game? And who would you often get compared to? Who was your basketball player comparison?
Yeah, I loved basketball just as much as I loved football. So, yeah, I was a hooper, man. I was a hooper. I could hoop. So I was pretty good, but, you know, I got, as much as I hate to say it, because, like, you know, I used to hate, I'm a big LeBron fan, so, like, watching Draymond Green, I was just like, ah. But a lot of people, you know, I get that Draymond Green comp just because, like, you know, I played hard, I was good on defense, and, you know, I could score, except I could shoot a little bit. I had a pretty good jumper, not that Draymond doesn't, but I'm not sitting here and say that. But, you know, I sit out there and shoot the three right behind the arc, so I got a lot of that comparison. Bob, you know, I kind of thought I was like LeBron James, really. So
now, listen, we know when Draymond shoots, it looks like he's wearing a backpack. So it's like, it's okay if you say it. Like, we've all seen the memes. We all know it. But to what you just said about effort, I'm reading some scouting reports on you, and every single one says constant effort, high motor, doesn't quit. Is that, how did you train that? How did you work on a high motor?
You know, even going back to my high school days, this has been something I've always played with. And then even more so after I got hurt, just like having to sit on the sideline and watch the game that you love to play and watch other people, you know, play the game that you love. And, you know, sometimes when they don't play hard, it's just kind of frustrating because you want to be out there so bad and you see them not going hard. And you're like, I'd kill to get back out there. So that's just kind of wired in me. I feel like that's just part of how I am now, part of who I am. You know, I'm gonna play hard every time I'm on that field. Give 100%. So that's just kind of like the way I go about it. That's the way I feel about it.
You're leading me right into the next thing. So senior year, you have a huge year. You're getting recruited by Kansas, Michigan, Texas, all these places. Tearing ACL. Offers go bye-bye. Houston says, we ain't going anywhere. What did you learn from that experience where right at this moment where you're getting ready to go to college, this injury happens, which you have no control over, and people stop talking?
It's crazy. You know, I think that was the time where I learned the most about myself, you know, in my life up to this point, just because, you know, there's so many people doubting you, so many people like saying you can't do it, whether it be basketball or football in college. And, you know, there's a lot of people giving up on you. So you really just kind of find yourself and just, learn more about yourself just through the hard times. You know, that's what they say, and it's so true in this instance just because everything I went through. So just people giving up on me, and, you know, I started to doubt myself, you know, but I always had my parents there, just like the people that matter around me to help push me forward. So, and like you said, Houston never gave up, so that's just loyalty. So just the people that are always there, even like through the hard times, I think, you know, you got to keep them close. So that's what happened in my case, and I think that's what helped me become the man I am today.
All right, so I want to know, so then, like, you're recovering, it's like freshman, sophomore year of college, you're in the weight room, now it's like, let's put on weight, let's become a pro, but I'm sure that you still had some of that ACL chip on your shoulder in your head. Would you say anything to yourself to get more out of yourself? Like, was there anything that you would say, whether it's like, they didn't fucking want me or they doubt, like, what would you say to, do you remember what you would say?
Yeah, I used to have screenshots just chilling in, you know, I used to have its own little file in my notes. Not that, you know, not to really prove anybody like wrong, just to prove myself right about myself, you know? So, I mean, I go in there, just look every once in a while.
And what were the screenshots of?
Let me see if I can. Oh, this is a new phone. I don't have them. Yeah. But it was like the 247 Sports, like just everything. The Campbell magazine, Dave Campbell magazine, just like Texas magazine, just like the high school players, everybody they had above me and everything. So just like
having you two-star recruit, stuff like that.
Yeah. Just stuff like that. Just saying, you know, I might, you know, get some playing time by my senior season or whatever. And then, you know, Cougs fans weren't even that crazy about me. They weren't that hyped up when I got there either. There's a few that are excited about me, but not really. So just people like, you know, doubting me, you know, because I learned so much about myself through my ACL tear and just coming back off that. You know, I came back off that 4 months, and then I had 20 points in my first game back, our playoff game in Texas. So that's pretty big. So just like to keep progressing, and then look at that. Just I mean, it's just fuel to the fire, you know, stuff like that.
So I also host NBA on TNT, and this one guy that's now in the Nets right now, Mike James, Shaq was being like, Mike James, like Mike Jones. And I said, you know, it's one of the coldest lines of all time. Back then you didn't want me, and now I'm hot, y'all all on me. It applies to everything. And I feel like you're living that right now. Like, I feel like you are embodying it right now.
Yeah, I love that song, man. I think that's definitely applicable. You know, I'm a first-round draft pick, man. So just to say that, just say, like, everybody that gave up on me, you know, in college, just, you know, look where I'm at now, man. So it's crazy. It's been a crazy ride, and it's not done yet. You know, it's really just beginning.
Okay, I still have people that, like, I thought doubted me in the beginning, and they'll hit me up now.
Yeah.
Was there one person, guy or girl, that hit you up after the draft where you were like, look at this motherfucker? Was there one? You don't have to say who it was, but was there one you were like, wow, I really made it?
Yeah, no doubt. There's a few. I was like, wow, now you want to slide my phone, huh? So, I mean, no, that's just how it goes, how the game goes, man. That's how life is. So it's going to happen.
It is. It is. So you go out there. You only were able to play in 5 games this past year, but you had a huge impact. 10.5 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, a forced fumble. The clips that we were showing during our draft show, I was like, this motherfucker's huge. I mean, like, you're turning the corner. You're getting after it. What was it like to only be able to play in a shortened season, though? Because I'm sure that was tough. I know you had, like, a mix of injuries and COVID stuff. This was your year to show out. What was it like to only get to play 5 games?
You know, it was hard just mentally. You know, I got COVID. Like you said, I had a calf strain, kept me out of 1 game against Cincinnati. So really frustrating. And then we had like 8 games canceled or rescheduled at Houston. So just waiting and just, you know, because I worked a lot this offseason. I worked a lot, man. So just waiting to go out there and produce and show what I've been working on. It was tough just mentally and it was tough, to say the least.
Have you, like, I know Jason Tatum talks about how he has to use an inhaler now. Has there been any after COVID stuff that has stuck around since then?
Yeah. I still can't smell. Like, my smell is probably at, like, it's been, what, like 5 months now. I still can't smell.
You can't smell? So, what do you test it with?
Anything. Like, I'll go smell, you know, I'll smell myself. I don't even know when to shower anymore, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I just stick to the same routine. So hopefully I'm not running around here stinky, stinking the Saints building, but we'll see. We'll see what they got to say about that. But, I mean, I can't smell really still. Hopefully that comes back, but we'll see. Other than that, though, you know, I feel pretty good.
Man, that's wild. All right, so you're looking at this Saints team, the legend Cam Jordan out there at defensive end. He was on our draft show, and he was excited about he sees in you the tools. He sees in you like, oh, this is like just a 35-inch wings. Like, this guy, it could be huge. This is a defense with some real leaders on it. You know, this is a team, DeMario Davis, Malcolm Jenkins, guys that have been to the Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl. What's your approach to kind of soaking it all in? How do you start that process from day one?
Like you said, just, you know, soaking it in, just walk in, be ready to be a sponge, just take everything in. Cause like these guys have so much experience, so much success. Like you said, they're great leaders. So just to be able to like be around that, that atmosphere of guys and that culture in that organization is really crazy, really great opportunity for me. So just walk in, soak it in, just try to be a great teammate. Just try to learn as much as I can, as fast as I can, and contribute.
I feel like the rookie draft pick question is, what are you going to buy first? And I'm sure you've been asked that a million times. And I know that we're all a lot smarter than we were 10 years ago, where now it's like, okay, we're going to invest some of this money. We're going to try and not use a lot of the signing bonuses and stuff, but you're going to either treat yourself or treat your family. Do you know where you're going to go at all from the beginning?
Yep. I was just talking to my financial advisor. He's really, really good dude. So he's getting me right. So I was talking about them about, you know, just paying off my parents' house and cars and, you know, just fixing up the little stuff around the house.
Do they know yet?
They kind of know, because I was kind of asking for the figures because we're trying to get the budget and everything right. So, but yeah, like you said, we're smarter now than we were 10 years ago. So I'm just trying to figure that all out. But that's my plan. That's been my plan since I was young. And that's something I really wanted to do. So that's kind of where I'm going.
I mean, that night when you do that and you are sitting in bed, you know, like, are you in that house right now?
Yeah, I'm at my parents' house right now.
This is the house you grew up in.
Grew up in 20 and years.
I mean, what is that going to feel like, man? Like that's some life shit right there.
Yeah, man. I mean, like I said, I mean, it's been something I wanted to do for them just since I was young, just because they've taken care of me so much. They deserve it in my eyes, in my sister's eyes. So it's something that, like, I've just always wanted to do. And I told them I would when I made it to the pros, whether it be basketball or football. So just like I said, another dream come true, another step in the right direction for me.
Amazing. You went to the Senior Bowl, right?
I did. I only practiced 2 days, though, because I got turf toes. So
gotcha. Just from the other guys that you saw there, did anyone leave a lasting image on you where you were like, oh, I'm going to see that guy in the pros for sure?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys like that. I've worked out with a few. Quinn Miners, he's going to be good. I'm excited to see how well
he does. Oh, the offensive lineman that was like pushing trees in the offseason and stuff?
Right, him. Yep, exactly. Dude's from – he's like a big Wolverine. You know, I would say fat, but the dude's not fat. So I'm excited to see how well he does. Shout out him, worked out with him. But there's a lot of great guys there. You know, a lot of great offensive linemen, a lot of great defensive, just all around the board, just like great guys. So I'm excited to see how well he really does.
And then you were saying that a bunch of guys that you worked out with were getting drafted in the first round. Who was your crew to prep for the draft and all that?
Yeah, I worked out with Jamar Chase. I worked out with him. I worked out with Najee Harris. So just guys, you know, and then there's guys, you know, I was hoping they were talking about, but you know, that didn't get grabbed until, you know, early day two and stuff. So, I don't know, man, I'm excited to see, it's just fun, you know, working out with guys, learning about guys and you kind of build bonds with dudes and then just watching them get drafted, their dreams come true and watching where they go and just watching them grow and develop, throughout the years in the NFL. We'll see how that goes. So I'm excited about it,
though. What's funny about those two guys is like, here you are, and it's sort of like the pick comes out of nowhere, and you're like, oh, shit, I'm going to the Saints. Everybody knew Jamar was going to the Bengals, and everybody knew Najee was going to the Steelers. Were they talking about it, or were they, like, not thinking about it either?
I mean,
Jamar definitely, you know, I'm going back with Burrow, like 100%.
Yeah, I mean, we chop it up. We all mess around and stuff in those early morning training sessions, you know, just talking about, you know, you're going to the Jets, you're going to the Bengals, you know, messing around with everybody. But, I mean, we were just kind of chilling and working out. It was a good vibe, man. I'm excited to see how well they do, though.
That's dope. I saw right after the draft, I think even BR Gridiron picked it up. There was like a workout video that you had that I think started spreading. It was like Peyton Turner working or something like that. I'm going to give you some free PR advice. I gave this to Odell. His camp took it and it was huge. All you got to do, bro, is shirtless workout videos, doing different things and posting it not every day, but like the best of once a week. Pick a day, Tuesday, Wednesday, and like think about it. Alvin Kamara has the balance thing. He's always standing on a ball and catching things. Whatever your the thing is that the coach is like, damn, you're good at that shit. Shirtless, once a week, post it out there, tag some things, some BR gridirons and stuff like that. I'm telling you. And then people be like, oh, the new Saints rookie is going to be sick. I'm telling you, man, it works.
Hey, Les, man, I just wrote it down on my phone. I'm going to get on that.
All right, so what do you think it is? Is it bench? Is it turning the corner? Is it squatting? What do you think it is? Like Derrick Henry's got the push-up shit.
Right. Shit. All my pass rush stuff, just like working my moves, just my technique and everything. So I guess I'll start recording that, man. Start recording just what I recorded.
Okay, so the other thing that I saw is last season you included the speed chop and the club rip. Those are your two big moves, right?
Yeah.
Which move is the most devastating move?
Shoot, I'm about to be working on my long arm, just like you said, those 35-inch arms. So probably throwing some offensive tackles around off that speed rush.
Can you explain to me what a long arm is? Because I think not a lot of people realize the technique that goes into gunning after the passer.
Yeah. So first thing, you know, with everything when you're rushing the passer is get off. So get off the ball. So, you know, coming off the rock. You know, you're getting off the ball, you're getting vertical. You see that offensive tackle coming in your way. He either has his shoulders turned. He'll usually have his shoulders turned if you get a good get off. So his shoulders are turned to you. So when I'm saying turn, you know, they're facing the line of scrimmage at the beginning, and then they turn to you because you're on the outside on the edge. You get that one hand right extended right up into his chest, right into his chest plate, right into his breast plate, and you gotta have leverage. So you gotta bend, and then you know you just throw him.
And so when you're bending and then you're going up into his chest, it just takes him off balance and then you have free reign almost.
Yeah. So if you really get him kicking, if you get him kicking fast, you'll get him off balance. You can just throw him past you and fall up under for the sack. Or you're just going to drive him back on top of the quarterback, get the quarterback to step back, and you have that outside arm free to grab him. So
okay, this is what we need to do.
There's a lot of stuff you can work on.
You just keep doing that long arm, and when you lift the coach off the ground and toss him, that's the clip that we're posting. That's the one.
Say less. I'm gonna get that clip maybe next week or something, and I'll tag y'all in it.
Yeah, I'll post it too. I just don't want to give away all of your moves. I don't want to show off all of the moves on IG because you're gonna have to keep some of them a secret at least for weeks one and two. Don't let everybody know.
Right.
No doubt. Just to kind of wrap things up, man, if you were to talk to the Saints fans out there, what would you say to them, man? Who are they getting?
You know, y'all getting a dog, man. You know, I'm going to come in and work every day. I'm going to play hard every rep I'm out there. And shoot, if I'm not, then I must have been out there for 80 reps in a row. But, you know, that's not happening. So you ain't get a guy that's going to come in and work, learn about the city, learn about the culture, wants to, you know, help the city. You know, we've been through a lot of the same stuff, just me being in Houston and New Orleans. So. You know, I'm ready to learn, ready to help, and, you know, I'm ready to play. Go Saints, baby.
I love it. Is there a DN that you watched growing up that you were like, oh, this is the guy that I want to model myself after? I mean, I know you're you, and I'm not saying you're trying to cop, but, like, who really impressed you?
I mean, I watch J.J. Watt all the time. You know, I'm here in Houston, Texas, so that's my boy. He's not my boy, but that's the dude I'm going to watch all the time, so. Him, but you know, I'm really blessed to be able to go to an organization. They got guys that are a lot like me physically, so and that have been really successful. So I can't wait to go learn from Cam Jordan, Marcus Davenport, all those guys over there.
That's funny. I didn't even realize you played inside and outside like J.J. Watt. Like you really were kind of doing the same things that he was doing.
Yeah, somewhat similar in that aspect, man.
And then the other question that I am obligated to ask a rookie pass rusher is, who's the quarterback that you'd love to sack, man? Who are we going after?
You know, they got a pretty good one over there in Tampa Bay. So
you get to play him twice a year, man. You get to play him twice a year.
Yeah, I know it, man. So, you know, sacking the GOAT would be pretty cool. Well, the GOAT, I said the GOAT. You know, we had a pretty good one over here in New Orleans too, so it's number nine. But
he has seven. It's okay to call him the GOAT. He has seven. Super
cool. Yeah. All right, so it'll make for a good Instagram picture is all I'm saying, man. But we'll see. we'll see. I can't wait. I can't wait to get out there and play. Just, you know, get after quarterbacks regardless who it is. So
I'm trying to think what the funniest thing that you could say to Tom Brady after you sacked him, right? If you looked at him and you were like, and you gave him a hand, you were like, great to sack you, Tim. And like you purposely said his name wrong just to see what he would do. Pleasure to meet you, Tim Brady.
Yeah, I have something good for him, man. You know, I always got something good. It's a good thing I didn't get mic'd up in college, but
you talk.
Oh yeah, that's how you got to get in the game. You got to get in the game. You got to talk a little bit.
Are you like looking up scouting reports and learning about these people, or is it just like you're just talking, you can't stop me type of stuff?
Oh no, I look up everything, man. You know, I'm looking at their sister's name. I was messing with you. I'm just talking. I'm just out there talking.
Oh, that's fun. Well, you're going to the right place for that, my man. Peyton Turner, 28th pick for the New Orleans Saints. Dude, I'm rooting for you. Kick ass. Make sure you tag us in the videos because I know they're going to be great. And have fun, man. Like, congratulations. What an honor. This is so cool.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks all for having me.
Awesome, brother. Peyton Turner. Thanks, dude. And that was Peyton Turner. What a great guy. Look, I'm going to be honest. You never know what you're going to get out of a, how old is he? 22-year-old kid that is coming to the NFL. And I've experienced this before. So has the 33%. Certain guys you go, man, I like that guy. Jonathan Abram, I like that guy. Peyton Turner, I like that guy. And I think him and Cam Jordan are going to get along great. I did a lot of research on this kid right beforehand. And anytime you got a 6'5", 270 pass rusher defensive end that has experience inside and outside, that has had a number of injuries. I mean, this dude, I think it was his junior year, played through like a number of broken fingers. He has the base size already at 6'5", 270. That's NFL. I don't know if they're drafting him to replace Cam Jordan eventually, but I know that when they traded up to 2018 for Marcus Davenport, this is kind of what they were looking for too. So I kind of think they're firing another gun, but Saints fans, you got a good one. Peyton, you're the man. Thanks for coming in. Follow him on social. And that is it for David Ingber. Dave, you got any audio for me maybe?
Yeah. If you think the revelations keep coming when you're a dad, and the biggest revelation I've had recently is that my parents wanted ice cream at all times just as much as I did when I was a kid. And they had to say no to me just as I have to say no now. But just knowing that back then they wanted it just as badly as I did, because it's ice cream. You don't stop wanting ice cream when you become an adult.
Yeah, and you know, and you just ended it. You don't become an adult. You're the same person that you were when you were Lucy's age. And we're just grown-up kids not giving ourselves ice cream. So eat the ice cream when they go to bed, because you're still a kid. I am the LEFKOE man. We will holla, holla, holla at you later. Peace.